Yeah, kia ora. My name's Jason. I'm a coastal park ranger for the Christchurch City Council. Yeah, I spend quite a lot of time on the beach, basically trying to keep the sand on the beach and not anywhere else. It's quite a big job. It involves the vegetation, plantings, track maintenance, and just making the beach accessible for people to get there, as well as keeping the sand there and creating more biodiversity and habitat for all sorts of weird and wonderful creatures. Yeah, we run a Saving the Sand Dunes program through schools, and it's always been, we've been doing it for a long time, and it seems to me when the parent helpers are there or teachers themselves, they get quite a buzz out of it and a lot of learning as well. So it's always been one of those things in my head to run it more for not just school children. So this is an opportunity for people to come down, and their kids may have done it before, but whilst you're doing this process, people talking and learning, and it's a really cool event. Yeah, and lots of fun. You know, one of the biggest outcomes is people learning that realistically the biggest impact, I should say, on the dune is humans. Instead of thinking of storms like we like to think of, these big raging waves and storms destroying dunes, it's not always the case. There is always people that don't like the boardwalks we use, but it is important to stick to those tracks if you can, so you're not standing on the plants and destabilising the dune, which is what we're trying to constantly achieve by creating something that can bounce back from any kind of events. Because we do have them, we've built right up to them, so it's now more important than ever to keep them as stable as you can for sand blowing or wind protection. If people are listening to this and they are coming down, and if they do have any historic photos, please bring them. I'm always keen to see more photos of this beach, Sumner Taylor's included. When I've asked for photos from people, locals, let's say, in the past, I've asked them about pictures of the sand dunes, and it's quite funny. They'll go, no, we haven't got any of those. And then I have to do the whole, what about if you did have family days on the beach? Oh, yeah, we've got plenty of them. And I'm like, that's the ones I want. I'm looking in the background.
If you'd like to join us for Dune Day, make sure you go online to book. You can join one or both of the sessions. The event is free, but bookings are essential. Check our website for more details, and we hope to see you then. Kia ora.